Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Ilu Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. Alas, the incredible good news and beautiful imagery of Perek Lamed Aleph was too good to last in the life of Yirmiyahu. And now, we return, says Rabbi Breuer, to the theme of Jerusalem's impending destruction. Back in Prakim Chaf Aleph to Chaf Dalet, we heard about the obstacles that the Navi had to contend with to carry out his mission. A king in a towering palace who had unrealistic notions of his own strength, and a people duped by unscrupulous demagogues. And then the Navi struggles with them to give them the honest truth about what's about to happen. But now, the salient points gained from a study of the earlier Prakim must be recorded. We are to trace the continued course of the prophet's mission as it proceeds unaltered, despite swiftly changing circumstances, and to see before us the unshakable serenity and imperturbable calm, that's an SAT word, with which the prophet still faces even the most untoward experiences. Perek Lamed Beis is a rough perek. HaDavor asher al yal Yirmiyahu me'es Hashem. This is the word that came to Yirmiyahu from God. No longer in the times of Yoshiyahu, no longer in the times 40 years before the Korban. No, this is Bashanah HaAsiris L'Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda. In the 10th year of Tzidkiyahu, king of Yehuda, and alas, Tzidkiyahu, king of Yehuda, only has 11 years total. So now we're in big trouble. We're already in the middle of a siege that is going to be the final siege of Jerusalem to destroy the first Beis HaMikdash. He, Hashanah Shmona Esrei Shana LeNebuchadrezzar. And the 10th year of Tzidkiyahu coincides with the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar ascended to the throne in the 4th year of Jehoiakim. Jehoiakim reigned 11 years, so that was Nebuchadnezzar's 8th year when Jehoiakim was gone. Yechaniah reigned for 3 months and 10 days, and then Tzidkiyahu. So this is the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. 8 years at the beginning with the 2 shorter-lived kings, and now 10 years into Tzidkiyahu. Beis v'oz chel melech bavel tzorim al Yerushalayim. Simple words, short words. Then the army of the king of Bavel besieged Yerushalayim. V'yirmiyahu anavi hayachalu b'chatzar ha'matora. And Yirmiyahu anavi was imprisoned in the prison yard, asher beis melech Yehuda, of the palace of the king of Yehuda. Yirmiyahu was always full of bad news. The city is under siege. People are starting to starve. Things are going terribly. So we lock up Yirmiyahu in prison rather than listen to the very valid points that he is making about what is to come. Gimel asher kala o Tzidkiyahu melech Yehuda lemor. Because Tzidkiyahu, the king of Yehuda, had imprisoned him. Madua ata nibo lemor. Why, said Tzidkiyahu to Yirmiyahu, do you prophesy, saying, ko amar Hashem, Hashem says, I am going to deliver this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he is going to capture it. Talk about being in denial. How dared Tzidkiyahu tell the truth that the king of Babylon isn't just going to turn around and go home? And remember, this is after Tzidkiyahu fomented a rebellion that he was warned many times by the Navi not to join. And furthermore, said the prophet, Tzidkiyahu, the king of Yehuda, is not going to escape from the hands of the Chaldeans, of the Babylonians. Because he will surely be given and delivered into the hands of the king of Babylon. B'diber piv vim piv, ve'einov es einov tirena. And his mouth will speak with his mouth, and his eyes will see his eyes. That is going to be coming to pass shortly in Perek Lamed Tes, when Nebuchadnezzar speaks very harshly to Tzidkiyahu. It's interesting that the word is written einov, but it's pronounced einov. His eyes will see his eyes. That's not going to go well. Tzidkiyahu is in terror. Tzidkiyahu is terrified. because he had made an oath in front of the Sanhedrin by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was not going to rebel against Nebuchadnezzar. He betrayed his oath, and when Nebuchadnezzar calls him in front of him, he's going to really read him the riot act. And we also know that Sidkiyahu's eyes are part of his punishment later on, as his eyes are torn out after watching the murder of his own sons. Eino es einav, maybe. And Parshim don't talk about that. That's a speculation on my part. And finally, hey, uvavel yolich et Sidkiyahu, misham yihyeh. And Babylon is going to lead at Sidkiyahu, is going to drag Sidkiyahu there to Babel. And there he will be. There he will remain. Ad pakti osono, Hashem, Hashem says, until I remember him. Now he's just somebody that I used to know. Kisi lochamu es hakastim lo satzlichu. Because although you fight against the kastim, against the Babylonians, you will not succeed. How dare you say such things, says Sidkiyahu. So what means until I remember him? So most say, or at least one opinion is, that this is the day King Sidkiyahu dies. Still imprisoned before the last king of Babylon, Belshazzar, is eventually killed by the Persians and the Medes. Others say until there is vengeance on the Babylonians. But either way, Sidkiyahu isn't going to be there to see it.